A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This Friday, February the 11th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I'm Bob Lesson Sanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to be looking at the issues that are currently happening in the country. We see there's an impasse between the government and teachers, and also we're going to be looking at by-elections and what the parties are doing, all the parties in the country, to launch their campaigns for the by-elections, which will take place next month.
As many of you know by now, we saw the government yesterday announcing a three-month suspension without pay of teachers who've been on strike since Monday. But experts say that this is illegal, and we have one such law expert with us, and he's going to be our first guest. That's Professor Love Momadugwe. He says to the government, not so fast. What you have done is illegal and totally unacceptable. We will hear from the professor on that. Lingaba lichona njani emakhaya zulukandaba sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngendaba ezitshiyeneyo ezihamba phambili kuludaba lokumiswa umsebenzi kwababalisi. Sibonile izolo umphathintambo obona ngezemfundo ye-primary le-secondary esethula umbiko esithi yena ababalisi abaqale ukukhalala umsebenzi ngomvulo ekuvulweni kwesikolo sebemiswe kancane umsebenzi okwenyanga ezintathu esingathi yi-suspension. Bamiswe umsebenzi okwenyanga ezintathu njalo bemile umsebenzi benjalo kabasozi baholiswe nguhulumende kuyindlela yokubajezisa ngokukhalala umsebenzi. Kodwa ingcwethi kweze imithetho zithi hayi okwenziwe nguhulumende lokhu akukho emthethweni, ngezinye indlela is illegal, kwephula umthetho. Ngokunjalo bathi hayi ababalisi balelungelo lokuya emthethwandaba. And for sure sibonile lamhlanje inhlanganiso emela ababalisi bemaphandleni, i-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, isiya emthethwandaba namuhla lapho emangalele khona umphathintambo wezemfundo uDr. Evelyn Ndlovu ukuthi hayi usethetheke inyathelo elingayisilo lapha elephula amalungelo ababalisi. Ngokunjalo lolo ludaba oselusemthethwandaba ngibafake lokho okuthiwa yi-agent chamber application, okungangokuthi bafuna lolu daba luhluzwe inkundla ngesiphangiphangi. Ngolunye udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje lolo siza kuba lengcwethi kwezemithetho ethi uhulumende uphambanisile ubaba uLovemo Madugu. Ngoprofessor Lovemo Madugu ufundisa ezemithetho e-University yeZimbabwe. Sizakhuluma njalo ngodaba lwemikhankaso yamabandla ezombusazwe ekhankasela ama-by-elections. Kusasa amabandla atshiyeneyo, iZANU-PF, i-Citizens Coalition for Change ekababuchamisa lamanye azasungula imikhankaso yawo endaweni ezitshiyeneyo for ama-by-elections. Lawa yizo-ke ezinye esilazo namhlanje ezihamba phambili. Mafu
aiwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi. Tichange tine zvakawanda zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo, semusi wechishanu kudai February 11 tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muzvikoro. Umo takaona nezuro vamwe varayiridzi vakange vati havasi kukwanisa kunge vachienda kumabasa kunodzidzisa, vachinziwo vambomiswa basa nebazi rezvedzidzo. Uyezve tikazoona vachikwidza nyaya iyi kumatare. Saka tichange tiri kuve nehurukuro ipo pano nevamo vachange vari kutibatsira kuona kuti zvakamira sei zviri kuitika muzvikoro, kuti uyezve zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika zvakamira sei. atishange zvakare tikurukura pamusoro pezviri kubuda munyaya dzegadziro yemabyelections tikuona mapato ari munyika akasiyana siyana anosanganisa ZANU PF, MDC Coalition for Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, MDC Alliance, uyezve nemamwe mapato Republican Party nevamwewo vachiti vachange vari kuwanikwa vachiparura zvirongwa zvavo zvegadziro yemabyelections iwaya mangwana. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vachauya ipo pano vari kumirira ZANU PF, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, uyezve vachimirirawo CCC, Citizens Coalition for Change, vachawanda dzokora vanomirira North America imo muno muAmerica vachange vari pano tichikurukura tichionesana kuti zvakamira sei uyezve zvinorevei zviri kuitika izvi. Asi nyaya yatichatanga kutaura nezvayo inyaya yezviri kuitika muzvikoro pari zvino. Tichange kunge tiina munyarikani vedu Dr. Love Mo Maduku vachange vari pano vachikurukura nesu vachinyatsotipa waro wekuti zvakamira sei izvi zviri kuitwa nehurumende zvinogona kunge zvichiitika here, nekuti vamwe vari kuti ivo aiwa hurumende haifaniri kunge ichidaro zviri kuitwa izvozvo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichiona kuti regai tiona kuti takwanisa here kubata Dr. Love Mo Maduku kuti tienderere mberi nehurukuro yedu. Antunga.
Yes, Mav, we now have Professor Love Mo Maduku on the line, and before we go to him, let me read the letter that was, the statement that was released by the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Dr. Evelyn Ndlovu, yesterday. The title reads, Suspension from Service. The Minister of Primary and Secondary Education would like to inform the nation and its valued stakeholders that all officials within the ministry who absented themselves from duty since the official opening of schools on 7 February 2022 have been suspended without pay forthwith for a period of 3 months. During this period of suspension, members are not to hinder or interfere with any investigation or evidence relating to the alleged misconduct. Appropriate action will be taken against members who abrogate their duties and responsibilities. The ministry remains committed to the provision of quality, affordable, accessible, relevant, equitable, inclusive, and wholesome education for all Zimbabweans. And that suspension letter led to the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe today going to court. And now turning to Professor Love Mo Maduku, is actually the one who came out first yesterday saying that what the government has done is illegal. So, Professor Maduku, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and welcome to the listeners.
Yes, why is this illegal in your educated view?
I think it's a very straightforward issue. It doesn't even require any lawyer, serious lawyering. It is very clear that in terms of the contract of employment, teachers, just like other civil servants, are not employed by the government. They are employed by the state. There's a distinction between the government and the state. And then the organization that represents the state for purposes of the contract of employment is the Public Service Commission. It is itself an independent body in the sense that it exists separate from government ministries. So those are the employers. The Public Service Commission is the employer. Only an employer can suspend a person from employment. That is very straightforward and also well established in this country that a minister, whether a minister of education or a minister of health or a minister of transport, does not employ the civil servants who are working in that ministry. It's quite well established even the world over, actually.
So from what you are saying here, Prof, this might be an issue of procedure. So hypothetically, can the government recall its suspensions and then go to the Public Service Commission and lobby them to take the same measure?
It is not a question of procedure. It is nothing. At law, they don't have to recall anything because what they put across is nothing. That is why lawyers speak about something called a nullity, something that is null and void. No one must say that teachers were suspended. This is a non-thing. If you do something that is completely outside your terrain, people must not waste time respecting. All they need to go to court to do is to have the court to confirm that that thing was a nullity. It was null and void, rather than to say that you go to court to have the suspension lifted. Well, there is no suspension at law.
How about if the Public Service Commission wakes up tomorrow and says that teachers have been suspended for 3 months? Would that stand?
It will still be legal. The Public Service Commission cannot operate as a puppet of the government. It will be very clear that if the Public Service Commission were to do exactly what the minister attempted to do without legal authority, then the Public Service Commission would have abdicated its constitutional responsibility, and that would be legal.
Siyamuzwa lapha uProfessor uLovemore Maduku uthi okwenziwe ngohulumende okokuxotsha ababalisi umsebenzi for three months akwenzileyo uhulumende izolo akukho emthethweni neze. Ngokunjalo uthi ngoba iPublic Service Commission iyo eqhatha ababalisi hatshi uhulumende. Even though kunjalo uthi iPublic Service Commission layo ingavuka kusasa isithi isisuspende ababalisi, still layo even kuyiyo umqhatshi lokho kuyabe kungekho emthethweni. Marv, you can take it while I reconnect with the prof.
Aiwa apo tukunzwa nchunga arikuweza iye kutiti wane shokare tibata Profesa Maduku. Asitaka mira ipaporeka iti bataenda kumewa mwe vanyarika nivedu varifano Parijino. Tishieza kutiti bate Profesa Maduku tibatango hizi yanya yeye kutiti. Tukona pana doktor Makinda Maraza iye shwe tinawata wanda chukura the MDC Alliance. Fungo tanga nemi vatawanda zvokora veMDC Alliance, munoona sei zviri kuitika kumatisha izvi?
Hatichisiri veMDC Alliance.
Pama
orange ipapo, pama banana ipapo. I know zvichambotinetsei kuti vanhu vanzwisise.
Taurai henyu veCCC.
Tinotenda, ndosaka tichiramba tichiuya takapfeka mavara edu kana matisheza, tatombotanga unofukunura kuti tione kuti tauya nazvo. Kuti kuti vanhu vanzwe vazive, tizivise vanhu vese vari kumamisha. Kana wanzwa uri pano paVOA, uri kuhwedza, uri kuchipinge, uri kukariba, taurira vamwe ikoko, wotaurirawo vamwe kuti vachamisa vaane imwe pati inonzi CCC, havasisiri veMDC. Chero pamuchaenda kunovhota, muchaona MDC Alliance iripo, asi haisisiri iyo yavachamisa. Munongotsvaga pama vakanzimba nemasii matatu. Pane orange, pane mabanana ipapo, ndopa munokanda X yenyu. Ndinotenda nemukana. I just want to respond to this education issue. I'm a former teacher myself, retired teacher, and I feel, you know, for my fellow teachers in Zimbabwe, they are getting less than what any other teacher in the region is getting. In South Africa, teachers get an average of 250,000 to 700,000 a month. And in Botswana, teachers get an average of 1,500 US to 3,000 US dollars. And this is what I left when I was teaching in Botswana. I taught in Botswana for 10 years. I was getting 1,900 US dollars when I left in 2012. And here we have teachers that are crying for a salary that they were getting 5 years ago. Where have you ever seen it that a teacher, someone who demands or who strikes to get a salary that he was getting 5 years ago, they should actually be fighting to get double that. but they are fighting for a salary, a makorefight apura, and they're not even getting it. All they want is to get $500 that they used to get around 2013, 14, 15. Yekamiskwa, it was stopped by Mnangagwa in 2018. Now they are coming up with a paltry $175. $175 cannot pay for a teacher's school fees, for a teacher's child's school fees at an ordinary mission boarding school. He can't afford it. And they come and talk about the issue of housing, the issue of cars. How are teachers going to be able to pay the loans for those cars? It's impractical. It's impossible. This is a total example of a government that has failed its people, that has failed its citizens, that is failing its civil servants. We have heard of command agriculture, we've heard of command judiciary. We all know that our judiciary is captured. There was a command health. Now the government is moving on to impose commands education. They want to force teachers to go and teach when they are incapacitated. It's unacceptable. It will not happen. And the only way people of Zimbabwe, fellow citizens, is for us to vote this government out. Let's go and register to vote en masse, and let's go and vote on 26 March so that we remove this heartless government. How do they want teachers to work when teachers are getting less than what they use, in a month? What are they working for? We need new leaders. We need a new government, a caring government that cares for its civil servants and its citizens.
Okay, tinotenda vakawanda zvokora veCitizens Coalition for Change. Ndichaitende kuna Dr. Mavaza veZANU PF tingunzwa manzwa zvataurwa navadzokora. Imi munoona sei zviri kuitika kuvarairidzi izvi tichiona kuti tanzwa zvakare vamadhuku vachitaura ipo pano kuti zvakaitwa nehurumende hazvisi pamutemo.
Thank you, Imaz. Chekutanga handisida kupindura vadzokora because havanongogwauta dzimwe nguva. But tine mbvunzo yatingangobvunzana pano kuti chii chinonzi kususpend. What is suspension? It's suspension when you remain employed, but you are not allowed to come to work for a certain period, or either because it's a punishment, or either because there's investigation going on, or for some other reasons. It can be for medical reasons, health reasons, safety reasons, or disciplinary reasons. Now, I agree with Professor Madu. It is unlawful for the government to suspend the workers because they've demonstrated. The workers have not just woken up and demonstrated. They've given government notice as required by the law. They've actually informed the minister, informed the government on time. They've informed their employer, the Public Service Commission, that they will not be able to come to work. They are not on strike. That is what they said. It's technical. They are on strike. But they said we are not on strike because we cannot come to, I can't go to Gokwe and Namari bus. So Timbatrione Marze bus, if there's no bus fare, we can't go. So what the government was supposed to do was to help to do a command transport, provide buses, cars, everything to pick these people to their workplaces, provide food until the salary comes up or something. So this, the minister had used a heavy hand. This is not what we do. This is not what our ZANU-PF does. It's not ZANU-PF, it's the government, it's the minister. Our president is called a listening president. He would have listened, he would have dealt with something else. I know very soon when he comes back from Mozambique, where he is now, he will be back tomorrow. He will definitely sort this thing out and you will see different things. So in other words, yes, it is wrong to suspend teachers, because it's like we are stopping them from demonstrating. Number two, the teachers have raised a technical point. They said we are not demonstrating. We are simply unable to go to work. So the minister was supposed to liaise with cabinet, liaise with government, then liaise with the Public Service Commission, and then come up with an agreement. The minister does not have the authority to fire a teacher. So in this case, by firing them on paper, it's like aiding, helping them to strike. But they're simply saying, you can't come and they remain unemployed. And then you cannot tell them that we have suspended you, don't come to work for 3 months while we sort something out. That's what they've been saying. We can't come to work until we sort something out. So in other words, the teacher is on the blind side, helped the teacher. The minister is helped the teacher, which is wrong. But however, suspension, in short, we need to look at two things. The minister is not ZANU-PF, is not the government, is not, the minister is not going to represent ZANU-PF. Government and ZANU-PF are two different things. So we cannot only rush to politics and start lambasting ZANU-PF for what the ministry or the government has done, even though it's government for Zimbabwe, not for ZANU-PF. And therefore, people like Jokora should learn that sometimes we have to distinguish between politics and administration. This is an administrative error which has to be corrected. And therefore, it has nothing to do with politics. We cannot rush to say vote or don't vote. And we don't have to think in order just to show a color. But the point here is, don't vote for MDC because they can lie to you. Don't vote for CCC because they can lie to you. The truth is, when there's a problem, let's deal with the problem. So the problem is our teachers are really in trouble. They need help and not suspension.
Thank you so much. Let me bring in Ntunga. If you can
chime in. We have reconnected with Professor Madugu. Prof. Mangamuchi Taura Imimi, Timbo Pinda Muru Rimiro, Amai Papo, Botswana Nguraiva Tereriguti, Se Mochiti Kumiswa Basa, Kwevarairizi, Kuzipam Tem.
Kuzipam Tem, Zagato Chikagunem, Mwese Pakungo, Rashandi, Urumende, Mulom Zubabu Yamwaji, Rashandi, Urumende. Vanenge vari vashandi venyika. Saka munhu anenge achizwa mutemo ndiye anoshandirwa nevashandi vehurumende anozi employer inozi Public Service Commission. Public Service Commission haisi inoshanda ichitungamirwa kana kudii, inotoshanda yakazvimirira. Ndiyo inokwanisa chete kuti kuna basa kana kuti ari kubasa. Saka Minister weEducation haasi anonzi ndiye muemployer kana mushandirwi wevanhu vanoshanda kueducation. Minister wetransport hatovanhesu ari kuministry of transport minister wechakati ndo mamirira zvakaita. Saka hazvipa mutemo pakuti hazvina kuitwa negwara rinoitwa uye nemunhu anofa.
Saka zvino sezvo Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe yatoenda kumatare ezimhosva, tingati here hapana chimwe chishungo chichaturwa nedare panze kwekuti zvaitwa nehurumende izvi hapana hazvizi pamutemo?
Kana dare richitarisa nyaya iyoyozviri pachena haritombofi rakaungana nekuti zvatona minista zvakanaka. Asi kana munhu achienda kukoti zvinokwanisa kutoita matoenderana nekuti nyaya yavo kuipirizenda kwavaita vanyora magwaro acho anofanira kunyorwa nemazvo here uye vanyora sometimes vanhu vanonzi nyaya yako haina kubudirira kukoti kwete nekuti hauna point yako, asi pamwe hauna kunge wakanyora mapepa acho anodiwa uyezve pamwe unenge usina kupedza mapepa. Saka tinozomupindira kubva kuti kare haringazvirambi zvose zvatokutaura kuti hazvipa mutemo. Asi hazvitauri kuti zvaenda kukoti zvinokwanisa kukurira. Zvinoenda kukoti zvinokwanisa kutadza ngedzimwe nzira dzakawanda.
Ko iyo nyaya yevarairidzi nehurumende, Prof, muri kuiona sei? Because since last year and previously zvichienda kumashure kwese uku hurumende inogara ichingonetsana nevarairidzi panyaya yemasalaries. Vari kuti varairidzi mari dzedu ngadzidzoserwe pa $540 yegore riya. Asi hurumende iri kuramba ichingotsika madziro zvinoita kuti varairidzi vasaende kumabasa sezviri kuitika pari zvino. And vadzidzi ndivo vanoguma vapinda parumana nzombe ipapo. Muri kuiona sei nyaya the way government yairi kubata nayo nyaya yevarairidzi besides masuspension?
Ndiri kuona kuti government iri kukanganisa pakusada kunyatsogara pasi zvakanaka nevanomirira varairidzi.
Liyamuzwa lapho uProfessor Lovemore Maduku, ingcweti kwezemithetho, ufundisa njalo ezemithetho e-University of Zimbabwe. Uthi hayi, ukumiswa umsebenzi okwenziwe ababalisi nguhulumende akukho emthethweni neze, njalo uthi ubona inhlanganiso yababalisi i-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe yona esihambe emthethwandaba isiyaphikisa inyathelo leli. Uthi ubaba Maduku hayi ubona inkundla ivumelana le inhlanganiso leyo ekuthini uhulumende uphazamisile ngoba akalawo amandla okuxotsha ababalisi, bona athi umqashi wabo yi-Public Service Commission layo athi futhi kayilawo amandla okuxotsha ababalisi umsebenzi kumbe ukubamisa ibengela holo okwenziwe nguhulumende izolo for 3 months. Le into ecunule abantu abaningi impela, njalo simzwile lapha uMaduku echasisa ukuthi ngimbuzile ukuthi uyibona njani indlela vele uhulumende aphatha ngayo ababalisi ngoba sokule minyaka abantwana bengafundi ngenxa yokuthi ababalisi babengayo emsebenzini besithi kabalazo izimali zokugada imijova ngoba besithi uhulumende kababhatali kuhle. Uthi yena ubaba Maduku hayi uhulumende kumele adonse amasokisi aphe ababalisi imali yona le abathi bayifuna i-$540 ukuze abantwana bakhona ukufunda kuhle ngemfanelo ngoba ungakhangela in the past 3 years ikakhulu ngendaba ye-COVID bekungahambi kuhle mpela ezemfundo, siyasilela emuva. Instead of ukuthi abantwana njengoba isikolo sezivuliwe babe besesikolo amatitsha efundisa bezama ukuthi catch up, sebehluphana lo hulumende kathezi uhulumende uthi kalayo imali. Phezu kwalokho sebasuspendile futhi kuthiwa for 3 months. Ngokunjalo hayi uyakusola kakhulu lokho ubaba Maduku Mafi.
Aiwa apho sangathi kuona nchinga asitaura iye na Professor Lovemore Maduku vasitaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvino muzvikoro. Umo tirikuona kuti pari zvino vadzidzisi uyezve nevadzidzi nyaya yekuti vaende kuchikoro iri kuti mhepfei. Arigai timboona vhidhiyo yakawanikwa iyo ichiitwa nemumwe mutori wedu wenhau Columbus Mabvunga achitaura iye mamiriro akaita zvino muzvikoro munyika yeZimbabwe.
Students in Zimbabwe are still unable to attend classes even though that schools closed during the COVID-19 pandemic were due to reopen on February 7. That's because teachers are refusing to go back to work. The teachers currently earn less than $100 a month and want better pay. Meanwhile, students are reading on their own or heading back home, like this 16-year-old student.
My appeal is for a salary increment for teachers so that they come to work because we aren't learning. It's like we are paying fees for nothing. It's so painful as my parents are struggling for it when I am not learning at all.
The pay dispute goes back to October 2018 when the government stopped paying teachers in US dollars, switching to the reintroduced Zimbabwean dollar. The new currency has steadily lost value, effectively reducing the teachers' wages. Obed Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, says the instructors want their old salary restored and says the offer of a 20% raise amounts to almost nothing.
We asked for the restoration of the value of our salaries, which were robbed from us by the government of the day. And the message is clear to the government that we need our pre-October 2018 salaries of USD 540. We know these shenanigans of adding an extra dollar to our salaries. That doesn't add up.
Government officials see the ongoing talks in a different light and are optimistic of a successful resolution.
In many ways, we already have a breakthrough. The leaders of the workers have, to a very large extent, welcomed this package, and they are only saying, let's discuss how it's going to be implemented.
The teachers and the government are expected to meet over the weekend to resume negotiations. Meanwhile, students wait to resume their studies months after the pandemic forced their schools to close. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Aiwa apo tukuzwa isu kubwa kune mungu mchore uliwe na u Columbus Mavunga. Angashitara iye shangashu hiriku itika mshikoro parishino. Kunyangwe yake akawanika achiita ma interviews haya. Atisata shika panyaya ya tanga tukutaura na professor Maduku. Nye kutiva mwe garaidi. Wakasu wanikwa wachizi wa Mr. Mabasa Mchunga.
Yebo kunjalo maf libonile lapho iintatheli zindaba ye VOA Columbus Mavunga ubekhuluma ngomumo osesikolo lapho abantwana abatshona behlala khona ngoba akukho abangakwenza abantwana yabekho esikolweni abadala abanengi abazali abanengi bayakusola kakhulu osokwenziwe nguhulumende ngoba ababalisi imajority ngokuzwa kwethu from izinhlanganiso ezibamelayo bebengayi emsebenzini so nxa uhulumende eyakuthi bonke sebe suspendwe for 3 months abantu abaningi bathi hayi lokho ikubulala izemfundo uhulumende kakwazi akwenzayo lo maduku eyakufakaza ingcwethi kwezemithetho uthi hayi ulahlekile mpela uhulumende njalo uthi bonaba asebehambe enkantolo Obed Masaraure abe amalgamated rural teachers union of Zimbabwe ubabona benqoba ubona inkantolo ivumelana labo ukuthi hayi kumele baqhubeke besemsebenzini ngoba okwenziwe nguhulumende ikwephula umthetho mafi
aiware gate patapinda munyaya ye mabai elections tinoona kuti chokwadi tazeya anyaya yezviri kuitika muzvikoro pati tikuona kuti mangwana kunenge kuti daidzwa anonzwa kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana tikunzwa kuti kuchange kuine zvirongwa zvekuparura zvirongwa zvemabai elections vezanupiefu vachange vane zvirongwa zvavo vecc vachange vane zvirongwa zvavo mdc alliance inenge ine zvirongwa zvayo totanga nemi Dr. Mabasa vezanupiefu imi zvirongwa zvenyu muchange muri kuzviparura kupi zvemabai elections
rally kana kuti rally yekuvhura musambo ichaitwa pamuharare kuepoint kuchaungana pamuchaona kuvaru kuti vanofarira ZANUPFC apa tati kana rally yasarudzwa muharare nekuti mune vakawanda mune ma kana kuti ma constituencies akati one day ari muHarare aka asara ari vacant akabviswa vanhu nenhubu dzeMDC kana kuti dzeCCC zvino ndodada dzivharidzwe idzodzo saka yes zviri kuitika nezvekuti kunyange president vachitanga vachiparura Star Rally tomorrow kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kune misangano inenge ichiitwa vamiririri vari kuda kusarudzwa munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana vari kufamba vachikumbira kuvhoterwa vachitaura nevanhu mudzimba vachiita rallies nemamwe mameetings kungoita misangano yekungosangana nekungobatsirana nevada kubatsirwa nekungotaurirana kuti no musafurirwe nekuti kutsvukira kweruvara rweyelo hazvirevi kuti zvinodyiwa rambai makabata pana makabatirira kare musasiya kubata gumbo ramakabata muchibatisa mudzi nevafana vanonyebava saka chokwadi ndechekuti ZANU-PF iri kuenderera mberi and tiri kukambeina and ndoda kuti vanhu vagonzwisisa kuti mukavhotera CCC vanenge vakudzinga futi vanhu vavo vajaira kudzingana vhoterai vanhu vasingadzingwe vacharamba vachikumiririrai kusvika temu yapera tigoenderera mberi futi with the same people vamakatesta mukazwa kuti vane chokwadi pachaenderera mberi zvakati 2023 saka da kuti tinzwisise kuti shuwa we are taking this by-elections very seriously regardless kuti whether we lose or win tine majority kudhara but we are taking it seriously because hatidi vana vezimbabwe vanomiririrwa nenhubu zvisingazivi zvadziri kuita saka we want all of them kuti vauye pasi pemusangano wezanupf vamirira tigomirira nyika yese vamwe chete takabatana ndo zvatiri kuita kubva mangwana ndo mashoko achaparurwa napresident ndanenge achitaura pasi nyika yese matemana ese ezimbabwe jekerere
aiwa ritaitigwa tadeedzawo vadzvokora vebato reccc kuti imi chirongwa chenyu muchachifambisawo sei mangwana tichiona kuti tiri kunzwa vamasimba mavaza vabva vati chavo chiri kuparurwa nemutungamiri webato ravo mangwana kuepo
tinotenda vari kuparura zvirongwa zvavo takaona svondo rakapera honorable yepumo chidziva vachiparura muhighfield west tokutarisira kuti vachakunda zvakanyanyisa imomo takaonawo zvakare honorable judith tobayiwa kukwekwe avo vanzwa nekushungurudzwa nezanu vakatoparura chirongwa chavo kare tichaonawo zvakare svondo rino honorable machuma kumfakosi honorable settlement chikwinya kukwekwe zvakare nevamwe vachaparura zvirongwa zvavo pakati ipapa asi ipapa macancellors members of parliament ACCC vari kushanda zvakaoma chaizvo kunzvimbo dzavo vachitaura nevanhu vanhu vagara muvanhu saka apa vava kungokumikidza kuti vanhu vanoziva kuti vari kunoisa x papi vari kunoisa x pane masii matatu pane yelo ipapo ndo zvinhu zvavari kunyanya kusimbisisa asi vanhu vedu vari kutivhotera totori navo kare mumadhatabhesi totoziva kuti tichavhoterwa nevanhu vangani nekuti vagara vangu vachingoshanda vachigadzirira 2023 saka apa vava kungonokwenenzvera kuti tibva tanyatsozvambura ZANU-PF neimwe ZANU-PF b inonzi MDC Alliance zvakanaka-naka imomo pavari vari kutaurawo zvakare kuti vanhu vasanyeperwe nevanhu veMDC Alliance nevanhu veZANU-PF tine hurumende kana kuti inonzi hurumende inongoenda kuvanhu kunonyepa inongomirira kuti kana pava kuitika sarudzo yobva yatanga kunyepa sezvavari kuita ipapapa vanenge vachinyengetedza maticha achiti tichakupai motikari tichakupai dzimba tichakupai zvakati imi munozviziva vana vezimbabwe kuti hurumende iyi payakapinda vamunangagwa vakaisa mabillboards kwese kwese munoriziva billboards riri muna Samora Mashego ranga rakanyorwa kunzi free education for all makaiona here free education iyoyo kubva pakapinda vamunangagwa inhema dzega dzega vanongoya pano kuzonyepa nekunyepa chete asi tinozviziva isu
vadzokora tichakunzwai regai ndidzose zvakare ntunga vadzokora hatichakunzwai
Ndokuwa wana wale kutawara wadzokora asi ameno kuti vazviisa pa mute re angasi kuhambe njani lapha uyakhuluma vavudzokora kodwa akazwakali akukhulumayo kodwa uvavudzokora ngowe Citizens Coalition for Change kababu Nelson Chamisa ubekhuluma lapho ngemibuthano yokusungula inhlelo zabo zokukhankasa ekhona kusasa. Sike sezwa kuthiwa umkhokheli webandla labo uzaba koBulawayo kanti ubaba uMnangagwa laye ngakolunye uhlangothi kuthiwa uzasungula owakhe umkhankaso webandla leZANU-PF. Sikhuluma ngobaba uMnangagwa yena lamhlanje use ukwele Mozambique lapho avikwa emenywe khona ngumongameli wakulelo lizwe according to i-ministry ye-information lapha ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko eZimbabwe bathi President Emmerson Mnangagwa has left for Mozambique on a one-day working visit at the invitation of the Mozambican president. The two leaders are expected to discuss bilateral issues and the security situation in Mozambique and the region as a whole. Baqhubeka bathi President Mnangagwa will also hand over Zimbabwe's donation of food aid towards victims of Cyclone Idai in Mozambique. Leyo bekuyi-update nje ekababa uMnangagwa ngoba sikhuluma ngayo ukuthi kusasa laye uzasungula umkhankaso webandla lakhe. Going back to our topic, Mr. Zokora, you were still talking, but I think you were on mute because we could see you talking, but you know, there was no audio. So your party has complained that is being restricted by the police in terms of campaigns, in terms of movement, canvassing for support ahead of the by-elections and the 2023 general elections. And you are also alleging that ZANU-PF people, you know, are having a field day everywhere. They are not being stopped or being harassed by the police. Can you elaborate on that? How frequent is this happening?
It's happening every time when we try to engage the people. It happened in Gweru. You saw Honorable Chibaya and the president and the people in Gweru being harassed. It has happened in Kwekwe. It's happening everywhere. You know, to the extent that we saw that President Chamisa was almost assassinated because they were trying to get him away from the people. And that's exactly what they are doing right now. They are getting in the way of our members of parliament. They are getting in the way of our councillors. They don't want our councillors and members of parliament to engage the citizens, to engage the people of Zimbabwe. And the paradox of it is we see ZANU-PF, we see Monzora and other parties having a few days, like you said. They do their rallies, they do their engagement with the people, and nobody interrupts them. So we are seeing, you know, the unfair application of the same law that is supposed to be saving Zimbabwe. But we are unperturbed by such, you know, things by ZANU-PF, because we are used to that. We have gone to elections with ZANU-PF using the same unfair rules that they use. And we have always trounced ZANU-PF. We have always beaten ZANU-PF hands down. Whether they stop us or not, the people of Zimbabwe will know, and they know who to vote for. They know their leaders. They know the party that can provide better facilities, better education, better health, and that can come up with better policies, economic policies that will revive their livelihoods. And they know that that party is Triple C, and we have evidence to that effect. You saw what happened in the inclusive government. The moment Mogen Tsvangirai took over as Prime Minister, he was in charge of a government, he was in charge of ministers. Things changed. Honorable Tendai Biti came in and dollarized the economy, and people started getting salaries in US dollars. Honorable Chamisa, you know, he actually revolutionized the technology systems in Zimbabwe as ITC minister. He delivered all the ministers of the then MDC that were there. They delivered, and a new Zimbabwe, people began to enjoy Zimbabwe. I was in Botswana myself. I almost relocated during that time because everything was just okay. The roads, the infrastructure, the MDC then or now the CCC delivered during the inclusive government. So the people of Zimbabwe know that if they are going to vote the CCC government, a CCC government is going to deliver. There is no doubt about that. And even on the 26th of March, you are going to see we'll be here. We'll come back and talk. The people of Zimbabwe now know that this is the party of the people, the party of our citizens. As you saw and heard President Chamisa saying that this is a new party, this is a new baby that puts citizens, you know, at the center of everything. Citizens are now making the decisions. They are now, you know, telling the leadership what to do. If the leadership messes up, you see what the citizens do on social media. Pakaitika nyema double candidates mashomaiwayo, but citizens akapenga, and you saw President Chamisa jumping. You saw Honorable Wende jumping. That's a party that is listening to its people, that is listening to its citizens, and that's where we are now. Who would not want to vote for a party that consults you, a party that comes to you, a party that respects your decision? Here now, ZANU-PF, we see them, you know, getting multiple loans from China, from Russia, from everywhere, and the money being misused. No citizen is consulted. No one person is consulted. And we can't even hold them to account. When the Hopo Chimonos and other people try to hold the government accountable, they are arrested. So that's what we are running away from. We want a government that puts citizens at the center of everything.
What say you, Dr. Mavaza? We are hearing there from Mr. Tawanda Chokora of the CCC alleging that your party is harassing its members when they are campaigning. You can go ahead, Dr. Mavaza.
Right. You see, the problem we have with the former MDC, now the CCC, is trying to agitate people before the elections. They try to have their own imaginary harassment. You know, these are the people who kidnap themselves and lie that they've been kidnapped. These are people who pretend to be assassinated and jump into the cars and pretend to say there's an attempted assassination when they know there's nothing. They are trying to agitate the masses of Zimbabwe into a rebellion or something. ZANU-PF has been very fair. ZANU-PF has not even been bothering anybody. We are having our own rallies. We are not even worrying about what these people are doing. Their MP in Kwekwe, I said it last time, I'll repeat it again. Their car was taken, not their car alone. 2,500 cars were taken by the police because they did not have number plates. It was the cars, the robbery cases have gone high in Zimbabwe. Robbers were using cars with no number plates and registered cars. So there is an operation by the police taking the cars, not from MDC members. Even ZANU-PF cars were taken, the cars belonging to the party. They were taken by the police. Unless you prove why your car does not have a number plate, it will be taken, impounded, and once you go and get a number plate, then you get the car back. So,
if I may jump in there, Dr. Mavaza, I think the biggest allegation there that came from Mr. Chokora was that you, ZANU-PF, you appear to be buying votes, promising people that you give them cars and stands and things like that.
No, I mean, there are some things we just look at and smile at, especially when Chokora goes into his madness. We don't have to be worried much about it because, number one, ZANU-PF has never promised the electorate cars. I mean, that's a lie. How can you promise a person who will vote you a car? How many can he give cars? Millions. That's not what, we don't have that money. ZANU-PF does not promise people cars. ZANU-PF buys cars for its candidates so that they'll be able to go and campaign. ZANU-PF is promising people a better life. That is not vote buying. That is a promise. ZANU-PF is promising people a change. And we are saying this new dispensation, this party, which is going to be elections on the 26th of March, is a new ZANU-PF. It's a three-year-old ZANU-PF. It's not the old ZANU-PF with the quite a few ones and love. No, it's different. We are talking about a different party. We have changed. They are saying, vote for us. You have seen what they have done in the past 3 years. We have revamped the roads. We have revamped our infrastructure. Things are getting better. Yes, we are having problems with our teachers and some few other civil servants because we are not yet there. But give us a chance. We are getting there. We do not lie to people. We do not tell them about bullet trains, which we know we don't need them in Zimbabwe for now. We don't promise people things which are not impossible. Which are not possible in the country. So to look at this point, ZANU-PF promises the practical things. They are practical. At Ruari, at Pengi, at Chite Zokungo Zokora, this party, which is campaigning now, it's a different, reformed, revamped, a new born ZANU-PF. The party which has people at heart. And give us a chance and vote for ZANU-PF. You'll see what happens in this remaining year before the 2023. And 2023 and above, we are a party which does not pull anybody from parliament just to fix ourselves. We are not a party which runs away. We can put a party together. MDC has failed to unite itself as a political party. How can they unite a country? You give them a country for a day, it will be divided. So don't divide Zimbabwe. One Zimbabwe, one nation, and let's become one. And let's not be fooled by these people, the MDC people. ZANU-PF is doing its best, and we are saying here, do not listen to the lies of yesterday, that the things that did not happen 3 days ago. Yes, we agree, but 3 years ago, things started moving, and now things are moving. And let's vote for ZANU-PF for today, not for yesterday.
When it comes to unfulfilled promises, Dr. Mabaza, Gorerianam Gava, I remember you promised the people 5 million jobs that never materialized. In the last election with President Mnangagwa, you promised people jobs, economic revival, the revival of the health sector, the education sector. And look at the education sector right now. Look at the economy, the zip dollar that the finance minister and the Reserve Bank governor are sticking with. Also look at the health infrastructure. Clearly, those remain unfulfilled promises.
Dr. Mabaza, we're going to give you 10 seconds, because our time, we've only got 3 minutes, so that we can also give Mr. Jokora his time. Go ahead.
Okay. Firstly, I said that what Mugabe promised, it was then. We are talking about a new dispensation, a new party. What was promised by Comrade Mnangagwa is we are fulfilling all that. And we are simply saying the remaining years, vote for ZANU-PF and see what we'll do. We'll fulfill our promises. Again, I want you to notice that we used to have people lines of Gorokoza. Now we've got artisanal miners. They have improved from what they were before. They are now employed. It is an employment. People are employed in different sectors. We are taking people away from the mentality of being employed by a boss. Taking people bosses of themselves. And of course, you can employ others along the way. Zimbabweans now know how to make money, how to promote, how to employ people, how to get themselves employed without queuing for jobs. And we are surviving. Zimbabwe is still affording a number of things, Zimbabweans in general. We are affording a number of things, good cars, nice houses. We are building every day. And those people are building
that's a lot in Zimbabwe. Dr. Mabaza, now you are starting another issue. Those are for rich people, ZANU-PF people, or ZANU-PF leaning people. or the rich. We have this gap in Zimbabwe, a very huge gap of the rich getting richer and poor people getting poorer. So now when you're talking about buying nice cars, buying a building, beautiful houses, now you're talking about elites. And clearly many of them are very corrupt people. You're not talking about ordinary people here.
No, that's why I lost. And again, it is wrong for you to say those are corrupt people unless you would prove that they are
many,
corrupt. And again,
many of those rich people are corrupt. They are not paying taxes. They are burning money. They are smuggling minerals. Many of them are looting. I'm not saying everyone, but most of those people, the rich people, they are getting richer. They are. Some of them are corrupt. You have to agree to that.
So you must appreciate that when BT, his divorce, his wealth was over $70 million. And where did he get the money? He stole it when he was the Minister of Finance. You have got so many MDs, MDC, former ministers.
I
have to come in now.
Yeah, on that note, I think let's give Mr. Jokora the last word because we've only got a minute left. And then we'll continue this conversation further next week. You can quickly just...
And clearly, you know, we have to point that, you know, Mr. Biti is not here to defend himself. Otherwise, that's a very serious allegation from Dr. Mavaza.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mr. Zoko.
If Mr. Biti had done anything wrong, he would have been arrested. If he hasn't been arrested, it's this useless government that is failing to do that. But going back to what you were saying, Emmerson Mnangagwa, when he came in, he was saying, jobs, 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 jobs. Where are the jobs? There are no jobs. He put billboards of free education, free health facilities, free everything, but nothing. Children are being sent away from school as we are speaking today. It's lies, lies upon lies. Manyepo, pamsorope manyepo. If we If we vote ZANU-PF again, we are voting for more corruption, we are voting for more looting, we are voting for more poverty. Let's vote for CCC and see a new Zimbabwe. They are trying to call themselves a new party. There is no new party. There is only one new party in Zimbabwe, and that's CCC. ZANU-PF has been there for 40 years, and they have failed us for 40 years. Emmerson Mnangagwa was part of that. He is the old that is trying to be the new, and he will never be.
Your last 5 seconds, because you've out-talked yourself at this point.
The people must know that Chamisa has been there since the formation of MDC and has failed to unite, and he can never pretend to be uniting Zimbabwe now. Those so-called new CCC or 666, they are the beasts. Be very worried about them. Vote for those you know. Those we have been with all along. What's
on
here?
On that note,
hayi siyabonga isikhathi sesesidliwe ngomangoyi. Liyamuzwa lapho uDr. Mavaza weZANU PF lo baba uTawanda Zokora Citizens Coalition for Change kababuchamisa. Hayi kabavumelani neze, akula ngisho loku kodwa lapha bake bevumelane khona laba balisa babili. Kodwa ke hayi sesifikile ke emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngenjabulo ngesithi libe lempela sonto enhle. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
On that note, we'd like to thank our guests. We had Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF and Tawanda Jokora of CCC, Citizens Coalition for Change. And we really ended on a high note there with Dr. Mavaza accusing CCC of, I don't know, you know, in the end. But anyway, we'll carry on with the conversation again next week as we try to find out, you know, how both parties are doing. I'm Marvelous Isanga Nyahuye. In Washington, D.C., saying to you, thank you so much for being on our program, and let's meet again next week as we start a new week here on Studio 7.